Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Steel Strips Wheel Limited Q2 FY25 Post Results Conference Call, hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Hiranandani from SMIFS Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Good morning and festive greetings to everyone on this call. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I welcome you all to Q2 FY25 conference call of Steel Strips Wheel Limited. We are pleased to host the senior management of the company. Today we have with us Mr. Mohan Joshi, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Naveen Sorath, CFO, and Mr. Pranav Jain, DGM Finance. We will start the call with initial commentary from the management, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Before I hand over the call to the management, I would like to congratulate Mohan sir on his promotion to Deputy Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to the management team. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Amit. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial result and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and on our company website. During the past half year, our revenue stands at 2120 crore as against 2178 crore. EBITDA for H1 FY25 is at rupees 241 crore versus rupees 245 crore in H1 last year. Profit after tax stands at rupees 96.40 crore versus rupees 100 crore in same period last year. Revenue from operation for the current quarter is rupees 1095 crore versus rupees 1134 crore in Q2 of FY24. EBITDA is at 123 crore versus rupees 127 crore same quarter last year. Profit after tax stands at rupees 5021 crore versus rupees 5153 crore same quarter last year. There is an improvement in EBITDA per wheel for H1 as well as Q2. EBITDA per wheel for H1 stands at rupees 256 per wheel and rupees 255 per wheel for Q2 FY25. EBITDA margin has improved to 11.33% versus 11.19% in H1 last year. For the H1 FY25, our revenue mix has been 31% for alloy wheel business and balance 69% from steel business. For alloy wheel rims, sale volume increased by 10% in H1 FY25 as compared with same half year last year. Export volumes have gradually increased this quarter, following a decline in the previous quarter due to supply chain disruption, rising global inflation, and ongoing conflict in the Middle East and Europe. However, we are now seeing a revival in export activity, and we are optimistic that demand will improve in the coming quarter. Quarter 2 FY25 export revenue stands at 150 crore as against rupees 177 crore for Q2 FY24. Overall exports in Q2 FY25 include rupees 27.65 crore on alloy wheel business. For H1, exports stands at 273 crore versus 331 crore same period last year. For the current quarter, overall debt stands at rupees 926 crore versus rupees 1047 crore in Q4 FY24, thus a reduction of around rupees 121 crore. Last year, we introduced a new business line, Aluminium Knuckles. We are pleased to announce that commercialization will begin next quarter, enabling us to start serving our existing customers, including two OEMs with whom we have established agreements. Looking forward, we aim to fully launch this business line by fiscal year 2026. We believe this strategic expansion will not only broaden our product portfolio but also strengthening our market position. This product is specifically targeted at the SUV segment, where OEMs have greater pricing power. With increasing demand for SUVs due to their comfort, we expect a strong inflow of order in future. Steel Strips Wheel Limited continue to remain laser focused on the road ahead and are committed to leveraging every opportunity to drive innovation, deepen our customer relationship, and solidify our position as a leader in the market. As the industry continues to advance, we expect our performance to grow in alignment. With this, we are now open for floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sridhar from Axis Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the management and hearty congratulations, Mohanji. My first query is on the exports. Just wanted to understand, you all had given an earlier guidance of 650 to 700 crore for the full year. So is it achievable in this year?
See, I think 650 is what we were trying to achieve in this financial year, given the global landscape which is there. In the first half, I think we have already done 275 crores. And we feel that 650 looks a little tough. It is not unachievable, given the kind of stress which is happening in Europe and US in terms of demand slump down. 650 looks a little bit tough, but 600 to 650 anywhere in between is where we are trying to target.
Okay, and
there are two factors to it right now. One is the current situation of freight, which has suddenly again gone up, and because of the Chinese and the Singaporean disruption, which has created a little bit of uncertainty. And second thing is, given the situation which is there in US, I feel a lot of uncertainty is there with this Trump and Harris coming into picture. People are expecting a lot of turmoil, which is going to be on the policy front. Once Trump comes in and he starts to roll over a lot of those things which were stopped after he was removed. So if Trump comes in, it's a good news for India, given that his landscape towards China is fairly very, very volatile. So we expect a very, very good situation for India for coming 5 years, given that Trump wins. And it's a momentary thing which is going to be stabilizing towards this Q3, where uncertainty is going to go out. And if Trump wins, it's very, very good for India.
Okay. And so, like, generally from other tier 1, tier 2 suppliers, they are mentioning that OEMs are in a pain, specifically passenger vehicles. So, we, as we do not cater to OEMs, we cater to aftermarket. So, in the alloy segment, we have seen a considerable increase in your exports. How is the outlook for passenger vehicles?
See, from a perspective of total exports, given that, the European as well as American markets are down anywhere between 15 to 35% based on which continent are you supplying, given that we were at close to 635 odd crores last year, and with that kind of a momentum and all the customer pockets in our hands, we feel that if we are anywhere above 600 crores, it's a commendable thing given the landscape which is happening in the industry. The intent is towards alloy wheels, which you have rightly mentioned that that space is growing, and we are already at a decent space. And we feel that for this financial year, 50% growth on alloy wheel export will be a minimum thing which is going to be targeted by us.
Understood. And on the domestic front, so CV demand seems a bit tapered, and the momentum was also down in first half. How do you foresee the second half of FY25 and FY26? Anything from the OEM side on their order book or purchase order? Any changes that you see?
So, see, for the first half, in terms of truck flux, in terms of overall domestic situation, I think the situation was anywhere down between 15 to 16%. I think for the full year, the expectation for the industry is a downgrade of 7% odd, and X2 will be a better year, given that it is historic over past so many years in terms of the CV cycle to improve in X2, which we have started seeing in the month of October. And we believe that from November end, the situation should again do better. And for the full year, industry degrowing at 7%, we are anticipating that we are going to be anywhere between 1% to 2% down in terms of volume. The reasons are fairly very loud in the industry. One is obviously election, where 3-4 months of election dilemma was there and a lot of pending cuts were done. The second reason is obviously the heavy monsoons across the nation, which are now stabilizing. And I feel H2 is going to be much better than H1 for the industry.
So, do you expect high single digit or maybe double digit growth in second half?
See, I feel yes, it is going to be
growth from SSWL side.
What I feel is that industry is trying to cap up the number at minimum, say 7% or so. And for the first half, we have degrown by 16%. We feel that this 16% should end up if the industry grows at minus 7% to maybe minus 1, minus 2% for SSWL. I can tell you that.
Understood. And how is the outlook on the tractor segment since we have made various TLAs with various OEMs? So, what kind of growth for SSWL in the tractor wheels can be expected for the full year?
See, the industry was talking about a flattish year this year in terms of tractor segment. I think the first half has been very, very good in terms of anticipation of monsoons and good monsoons played out and farm income going up, the minimum wages going up. So, all these things have ensured that we are traveling at close to 12% H1 growth for the domestic market. And we feel that as against the last year's share of business of close to 36-37%, we will end up this year at 41-42%. So, irrespective of the industry growth, maybe at a flat rate, we feel that we are going to hit the highest number of tractor for this financial year. And that growth could be anywhere between 9% to 10% to 11% for the financial year 24-25.
Understood. Any comments?
The trend is fairly, very, very aggressive on this side that first we need to stabilize at 41-42% in terms of the industry landscape. At the same time, we have been updating that this segment is towards the export side also, where a lot of development is underway right now, and close to 3 global RFQs are being attended by us to make entry towards 2 large OEMs of tractor and OTR segments. We believe that the results should be out by December or so, and I believe that in Q4 we will be talking about that.
Understood. So I believe our EBITDA per wheel, which is like around 250 to 255, it should push more northwards towards 260 if the tractors and CV segment play out well for us.
I think Naveen will answer that.
So, see, that is already started to happen. If you look at H1 current year, we are already at 256 rupees, and this number is versus 251 rupees, which was H1 last year. So, this number has already started to inch upwards. I guess the margins have also improved if you look at in terms of percentages. And as the mix gets more towards the heavier wheels, this is expected to move upwards.
Understood. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Niraj from NV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations to Mohan sir on your promotion. So my first question is on your knuckles, aluminum knuckles division. It's starting from Q3, right? So what is your outlook for this year, and are you planning to take this business in the coming years, I mean next 2-3 years?
See, from a business point of view, it has a similar outlook which is visible to you on alloy wheel, where alloy wheel was having a penetration of maybe 10% odd 5-7 years back, and today we are at 40% of the industry because of light weighting and because of right quality and various aesthetic features. This is a safety part, and with the pressure which is coming in from the government in terms of CAFE norms and light weighting, plus the electric vehicle kind of a penetration, we feel that this industry creates an opportunity of an industry size of close to 500 crores over the next 3-4 years. And we have a first mover advantage where the tie-ups with 2 of the OEMs have already been done. Mass production has started from the month of October, and I think it is still at a nascent stage. And Q4 will be when it is going to be at close to 70% of the first phase capacity. Capacity expansion on the metal side is already underway, which will expand by the next financial year mid to double the capacity of currently 0.25 million to 0.5 million. And the intention is that we try to grow this business across all verticals of the customers as well as on the export side to target this industry as a first mover advantage. And to give you a benchmark, I think in European side, 70% of the knuckles are on aluminium. So knuckle is one product. There are two other products which are also available along with the assembly of knuckle, which are also aluminium, which is where the next step of forward integration is going to happen from the company. And we'll keep you updated on that.
Okay. So, any new customers have you added apart from the two OEMs in this business?
So, there are three more customers where the RFQ negotiations are going on in terms of build-to-print and full-service support. And those are expected to be landing up by January or February in terms of the results. But from the existing customers, I think 100% of the business is with us. And incrementally, these customers are fairly very aggressive towards this stance of taking aluminum knuckles into their vehicles because of the pricing of their vehicles and acceptability. And we feel confident that the first phase itself will be full with these two customers.
Okay. So my next question is on exports. I mean, the US, you were saying trailer industry was down in last quarter. So how is the situation there? And also you said some SOP were postponed from your OEM customers. So what is the situation on that front?
So I don't think so that I said any SOP has been postponed from our side. I think there is globally there is a problem in terms of demand outlook. That is first. Second is the policy uncertainty which people are expecting post results in US. Typically, Trump has a habit of putting taxation for putting America first, and he has done that in the past by putting very extravagant duties against all the nations where China gets support. And people are anticipating the similar kind of behavior this year also. And given that the lead is there for Trump right now in terms of the situation of opinion polls, people want to wait and watch. And post-December, once the clarity is there, then a push of orders will start coming into the Q4. And given that if Trump comes with a large majority, then we feel that next 5 years is going to be extravagant, where we expect actions against Vietnam, against Thailand, against Malaysia, against all those nations from where it's a quasi-Chinese which is supplying to US and Europe. So I think it's a wait of one quarter, and Q4 should be normalcy restored.
Okay. So my next question is, you had entered the OTR segment, right? So any update? I mean, can you give us an overview in that segment? How is the business going there?
So from the OTR side, on the domestic side, we are close to 65% odd share of business. There are three large customers where, the development is happening. These developments are close to 1.5 to 2 years of gestation period, wherein we have already invested 1 year. And mass supplies of certain customers have already started from our mother plant, which is in Dappar. The real results will start trickling in terms of Q1 of next financial year, when close to 17 SKUs will see the light of testing and road certification and everything. And I believe that it's a very profitable business. It's not a very large volume business. It's a very profitable business. And given that you have very large supplies, which is available, and as an industry, it has a potential to build up a 200-300 crore kind of a business for us, is where the thought is that we are going to be hinting towards entering into this segment.
Okay. Also in one of your calls, you said there is a lot of dumping from Vietnam and Thailand players in the export market. So because of it, you need to bring down your prices, which had impacted your margins. So is this dumping still happening in the export market?
So that segment is already impacted, and I think that in every conference call we are getting close to 2 to 3 crores of value addition is being lost to match the prices and try to see how we should not lose the business from the existing customers given this kind of a situation, which is already underway right now. The good thing which is happening is that the steel prices are falling, so it gives you a little bit of cushion on the exports to further fight with these nations. And some of the supply stoppages have happened from few of the nations, but not entirely. We feel the real action will start happening from January, February, when the executive orders will start coming in if Trump comes in. It has a longer haul kind of a play versus this small price correction which we are trying to do.
Okay. Update on your CapEx guidance, I mean, for FY 2025-26, and where we will be utilizing.
Can you please repeat the question once again, please?
So your CapEx guidance for FY 2025 and the next year, FY 2026.
At the start of the year, we have guided for almost a capex spend of 225 crores. I guess based on what we have spent in H1, the amount that we will be spending on capex will be lower than what we have guided for. I guess it will be under 200 crores. And then the entire thing, as we have conveyed to the market earlier as well, that entire funding will be via internal accruals. There will be no addition of external debt which will be taken on our books. And in fact, we have accelerated our borrowing repayment. As Pranav highlighted, that we have almost paid off 120 crores of debt in H1. Another 100 crores is expected in H2. So 926 crores is the total debt which is there in the books as on September end. This number should go down to almost 825 crores by the time we end this year. And then in next 2 years, we expect to reach almost 300 crores, which includes the revenue repayments as well as some accelerated repayments that we'll do based on accrual.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answers. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the aluminum ductile casting, please help us. What are our internal targets in terms of, you know, achieving the top line and margins for the next 3 years, please?
For the current financial year, I believe that we are starting with some 3,000 numbers from the October month. And for the financial year, 24-25, I believe that close to 15 crore worth of business will start coming in terms of this financial year. And for next financial year, which is the visibility that the customer is trying to give right now. We expect this number to be between 75-80 crores for financial year 25-26. And next to next year, which is the capacity expansion, which is already going on right now, where visibility is fairly strong in terms of the new businesses. We believe that the business is going to be anywhere between 115 to 120 crores.
So, I'll just repeat, in FY25-2, you will achieve 15 crores, is it right?
Yes.
And 26-25 to 20-30 crores, you said?
65 to 70 crores.
65 to 70 crores, and then 115 crores.
115 to 120 crores.
Okay.
And by the time we are going to be coming into this, I think there are 7 RFPs which are under discussion, where customer is asking for a mega factory to be put up for close to a million or million and a half kind of a capacity, which will, you know, start in terms of the discussions into next financial year, first quarter. Once that is there, then obviously this scale is going to be very different in terms of the expectation.
Right. And sir, in terms of margin, how is the traction over there? How much is
the margin profile is fairly good in this business, but give us, you know, this quarter's situation, because, you know, these are small numbers which are coming in, and let us try to average out in terms of October, November, December, and we'll try to give you the highlight in the conference call. The first margin, I think from a margin point of view, double digit margin, that is not a problem, and it is margin accretive for the company also. But please give us this quarter's performance to be taken up into our hands. Yeah?
Sure. And sir, we were actually earlier planning to enter into more new products, you know, with castings and etc. So, have we finalized anything on that front?
So, as I said, there are two more products which are part of this knuckle, which is the lower control arm and the upper control arm, which is already under discussion. It's just that, you know, it's a safety product. Customer cannot go all out, right? So, the discussions are going on with the engineering, and the kitty value will continue to increase because the process remains the same. it is the addition of machines that you can do, and then potentially you can improve your kit value to close to 11,000 rupees from currently 2,200 or maybe 2,500 rupees.
Sure, nice. And sir, on the AMW side, we have adopted a very good strategy of moving our equipment to existing SSWL plants for better utilization. So how, what is the progress on that front?
From the AMW side, I think we updated that by this financial year end, the capacity expansion of Jamshedpur will be over, and we'll be adding up close to 40,000-45,000 wheels in Jamshedpur to take it up to close to 2,000-2,500 numbers on a monthly basis. And this will also add economies of scale, and obviously will help improve the EBITDA profile for the business, given that the economies of scale will help that. And we feel that this year is a consolidation year for CV. And from an industry point of view, the industry has the capability to grow at 5-7% every year, given the capex requirement of the organization of the country and the capex being done by the company. But the timing of the same is going to be adopted by the organization to finish it by the financial year end and take the advantage of that. Apart from that, I think we have already also mentioned in the balance sheet that additional debottlenecking of the organization is happening in terms of adding up the capacity of testing, adding the capacity of tool making, adding the capacity of the line balancing in other plants, which is in Chennai, is already happening, and along with that in Dhaka is already happening. All these activities will start from financial year 25-26 in terms of start of production. This is the best use that we can do to AMW as we speak to help improve the quality as well as the top line of the organization.
Right. Sir, on the exports front, so we had a talk that basically we're trying to enter into new geographies and want to add more customers and etc. So, any progress on this front, please?
As I said, I think from a tractor and AGOTR kind of a business, which is, say, India represents 50% of the market, and it's a favorable margin kind of a business, and export is fairly very lucrative. But with exports, you have a very large kind of range which you need to develop, which is already underway for past 1 year, and we expect that this exercise is going to continue in terms of expansion of the lines as well as expansion of the product portfolio. The fruits of the same is already visible in terms of some orders, coming into our kitty in this segment from the export side. The real visibility will start coming into quarter one of 25-26 in terms of order backlog increasing. And this is a continuous exercise to take up a 5%, 10%, 15% kind of a margin, share of business into this export market, which is fairly lucrative from the margin point of view, as well as from a business highlight point of view of a global ocean.
So presently, sir, exports is a little bit weaker due to macro concerns. So are we taking any kind of a pricing actions to revive some demand over there?
So pricing action is always a continuous process. I think the intent is to not lose the margin profile completely, but keep the customer into focus where we understand their problems in terms of inventory, in terms of freight and everything. So best of the pricing is being given to them without giving too much on the margin front. Yes, some margin will be eroded, but ensuring that we try to maintain that 600 crores plus kind of a momentum and try to wait for the good times to come in when this industry will turn around. And once you turn around, the same customers will help you to move to 700, 800 crores. The other side which we are trying to do is on the alloy side, which is where the problem is not there. So currently, as I said, that 50% kind of a growth is visible in this financial with the backlog of the orders that we are having. There's a large long-term agreement that we are trying to work out. And this workout is based on our delivery performance to these customers. And we believe that something good will be heard in Q4 of this financial year in terms of this long-term agreement, and ensuring that next year, another 50% kind of a growth on this export front on alloy wheels is 100% guaranteed. Two of the OEM businesses will start in, I think, Q4 or Q3, end of Q4 first month. And this will ensure that at least 500,000 kind of a pace is visible into exports, creating it as 200-250 crore kind of a business from the export itself.
Right, sir. Digging more on the export side, so wanted to understand more, is it a challenge of inventory or the demand itself is low over there?
So, sir, you see, across the globe right now, as we speak, in terms of the volumes are down between anywhere between, say, 15% to 35% based on, you know, which customer is this. And out of that, which customer are you hinting in terms of the optics? So, there are a lot of challenges which are coming in from the policy front, as I said, that you don't know whether you import something from China too much. And China, you know, Trump says, okay, all the transit which is there, I put 250% duty. He has the habit of doing that. You know, he's random. So, people do not want to take that chance. People are saying, okay, let us liquidate our inventory. Let us keep the minimum pipelines running so that the OEM lines are running. Suddenly, once you start getting reflection by the, I think, January 1st week will be the result, I think. So, by December end, I think you will get the idea that how the wave is going and how the action needs to be taken by the corporate. So, nobody wants to take a chance. That there is a 2.5-3 month kind of an inventory which is in transit and he says, okay, I put a 200% duty on that. The guys will go for a talk, right? So, we believe that by December end, the policy actions will start, you know, converting into deliveries and the improvement on the export side for replenishment of the dried up inventory will start.
Right. Sir, our cash flows are getting better, like improvement is happening. So, so what is the outlook for, you know, prepaying the debt, because our capex is not very high in the coming years. So, any chance to prepay the debt further?
So, Amit, I guess that is what exactly what we highlighted, that if you, even if you look at H1, we have prepaid some of the debt. There is a total repayment should be 120 crores. And for the balance H2, we are also expecting another 100 crores. So from 1047, this number will probably be around 826 crores by the time we end this year. And for the next 2 years, we are expecting to pay almost 300 crores of debt, which will include some prepayments as well. Otherwise, the normal repayment schedule is almost 180 odd crores. Over and above this, we will be paying almost 120 crores. And then based on if there is any further improvement in the cash accrual based on businesses, those will also be taken care of.
Yeah, this is very nice to hear, sir. And sir, I just missed on the capex. If you can break down the capex between where we are going to spend it, the 225 crores.
So as I highlighted, Amit, this year I guess we'll be spending lower than 225 crore that we highlighted at the start of the year. There have been some renegotiations which has happened on the project costing front as well. So we expect this year the amount will be lower than 200 crores in terms of the overall capex that we'll do. A key area remains one, the aluminium expansion that we were doing, second, the nickel. Flow from equipment and balance payment towards solar panel solutions. So those are the key capex items that we have for current year. So the overall capex will be in and around 200 crores. So this is lower than what we have anticipated.
Right. And lastly, on the alloy wheel side, so how is the traction in the domestic alloy wheels? Because we have in between seen some pickup in the styled wheels as well. So what kind of growth one can assume for the midterm? And any kind of new model additions we have done in the H1?
So, Amit, I think from an industry point of view, the industry has been very stable at close to 36-37% for past 12 to 15 months. And from the month of, say, August, September, the industry has picked up and has gone to 41-42% of alloy wheel penetration. Is this permanent? Is this something which is sustainable? We'll come to know that post-festive season, maybe in the month of November and December, we'll come to know that. But to answer your question on the, you know, style wheel, there is definitely a hit which has come in from the style wheel. But over past 3 months, style wheel penetration has started dropping. And people have started moving from this style wheel to alloy wheel because the customer may be questioning that I'm paying that money and you are not giving me that alloy wheel. And given the kind of inventory situation, I think OEMs have also pushed this alloy wheel to all across the customers. So we feel that alloy wheel industry, given that the industry grows at say 5-6% in terms of the passenger production or passenger vehicle production, we feel that the industry has fairly a capability of growing at 10-11%, 12%. Within that, we are maintaining a 32-33% kind of share of business across the board. Maruti is going to be expecting, Maruti is expected to be cutting the mass, giving the mass production instructions by Q4 end in terms of the visibility, because the vehicle is under testing, under various durability testing. And we also believe that Maruti is going to be increasingly, given the kind of supply constraint which they are having from the existing two suppliers, will add more RFQs towards us going into Q3, Q4 and Q1 of next financial year in terms of balancing the act. So from Alphabee's side, I don't see any problems coming in terms of the demand outlook. As I said, that domestically we are fairly very, very confident of hitting close to 3.6 to 3.8 to 4 million in terms of the demand outlook. 500,000 is expected very, very clearly from exports. So first 4.8 million should not have any problem to be sold out. The other factor is that we need to add debottlenecking exercises within the existing capacity, where we have some ideation to increase the existing capacity of 4.8 million to 5.4 million, which will come into action in next financial year, where the line sensing will be seen. And post that, there is a hint which is coming from the OEM to put up a dedicated plant in the north, which we are trying to work out, and let's see how it works out.
Sure, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I think few quarters back we had mentioned that we were doing some kind of pricing discussion with big OEMs for a price increase, and that would reflect in our margins. So how is what is the status of that?
Are you talking about the price correction from the customers that you are talking about?
Yes, sir. So you were in discussion with some kind of OEM. You had mentioned that in like 2 to 3 quarters there will be a definitive.
Yes, so that price correction has been agreed with the OEM, and I think that you will see that correction coming into action in terms of the Q4 end in terms of pricing and margin improvement. And these are exercises which are going on with multiple customers at multiple phases. And all these exercises are on routine basis in terms of putting up into action. And we feel that by Q4, some of the trickle effects of these margin improvement will be seen into the financials.
And so this margin improvement would be a substantial margin improvement or just a portion?
What typically happens, I tell you that there could be a margin improvement of say annual impact of 15 crores, 30 crores, 10 crores, 25 crores. That is one impact. The other factor which we are trying to do is the repricing of the contracts, which is now the new RFQs are coming in. The repricing will take its time of in terms of the RFQs coming into the system and you quoting it higher and trying to rebalance it. It's a one and a half year kind of a process. But it is very, very clear that margin improvement has to be there, wherein the push on the customer will be maintained. And yes, this year has been one of the year where steel prices have dropped. So every quarter there is a drop in steel price and there is an inventory based loss which is coming and sitting into the P&L. So every quarter 5-7 crores get lost because prices have dropped 4 rupees one quarter, then next quarter another 4 rupees, the next quarter another 4 rupees. So it's a downward hill which is a part of the business. But given the fact that this is not going to be always like that, and these 15-20 crores that we have lost in terms of inventory in this financial year will stabilize and will be visible into the balance sheet coming into financial year 25-26. But as I said, across the board, margin improvement is where the work is going on from the raw material point of view, from a yield point of view, from a pricing and repricing point of view, and from a contract negotiation for the existing deal also. So visibility of the same will be visible from Q4 of financial year 24-25.
Okay, so we can expect a 100-200 basis point increase in FY26 with this repricing as well as internal efficiency as well as the...
I don't think so. 100-200 basis point is the right expectation. I think we are at close to 11.5 or something that we are trying to run around right now. But at a scale that we are trying to work out in next financial year, we expect 50 basis point improvement in this. That is what the intent is. Because see, everywhere pricing is not going to be the challenge, right? When you have CVs as good and X's as good, you cannot reprice with them. But yes, PV is a problem, which has been a problem for many years. So if it impacts you and gives you a commendable amount of margin improvement, it is set right for not 1 year, but for life, right?
Yes. So this 0.5-50 basis point improvement will be purely from all the internal efficiencies, and any increase in the commercial vehicle segment or the OTR segment will be over and above this improvement.
Yeah, so economies of scale benefit will definitely place growth. So I think it is second year that we are at around that 4500 odd growth kind of a margin. We are trying to push the volume to cross 20 million and alloy to a newer height. The AG OTR to be on a newer height. So all these economies of scale benefits will be definitely additional.
Okay. So just a final question, sir. We had a guidance of around 4800 crores for this year, as well as some kind of margin improvement of the commercial vehicle or alloy or export segment improve, but it doesn't look like the CV or the export segment will have a lot of jump for this year. So what kind of revenue and margin can we expect? Because even our October numbers are kind of flat. So on that, right?
So I think Naveen will answer that in terms of the top line and the bottom line guidance, because it is not so simple because raw material is dropping. So Naveen will explain it better.
So if you look at in terms of EBITDA, both in terms of EBITDA per wheel as well as percentage, like the both the indicators have improved. If you look at H1, EBITDA per wheel stands at 256 rupees versus 251 rupees, which was there in H1 last year. In fact, for the entire last year, the EBITDA per wheel stood at 253 rupees. So there is already an improvement which is there visible in the EBITDA per wheel. Second, even in terms of percentage, though percentage can give you a misnomer picture based on steel reduction scenario, but still for the sake of the percentage which are there, it is 11.33% versus 11.19% which was there in H1 last year. So there is already an improvement which is there in the EBITDA percentages as well. We believe that we'll maintain these percentages even going forward, even for H2, and this number should improve further based on the mix tilting more towards alloy and exports. But to probably give guidance in terms of exact percentage, I guess will be tough.
Okay, so on the similar lines as each one, and on the revenue front, sir, can we expect it to at least cross the 4500 crore mark for this year?
So, if you look at H1, we have done almost 2127 CR. 4400 crore is what we are at.
Okay, sir. So, that was very helpful, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Omkar Arora from Araya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good morning. Last quarter you had guided for around 2 crore.
Sorry to interrupt you sir, I would request you to please use your handset. Mr. Omkar, due to no response from the current participant, we will move on to the next participant. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes, thank you everyone for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Smiths Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.